人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
美国故事栏目由高邦地产公司总裁建筑商胡秀平 Shirley Hu 冠名播出，电话425-443-5668。
听众朋友们晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目。那今天呢，我们继续邀请来自华盛顿大学国际关系学院的教授，就是 Dr. Herman。 那么Dr. Herman我们还在等他上线。那今天呢，我们也继续请到我们电台的主持人陆一来参加翻译啊。那么我们欢迎陆一。
谢谢台长，谢谢大家。
好，那我就我们继续先等那个我们的嘉宾上线啊，然后上线之后我们就正式开始我们的节目。那 Dr. Herman 呢，就是我们上次已经请过他，对他做了一次专访。那么这次呢，其实我们还是因为他有很多对时局的发展啊有一些感想，所以呢他也想借这个机会跟我们的听众朋友介绍一下，特别是美国的选举。那么在他上线之前呢，我继续介绍一下，就是Dr. Herman 是华盛顿大学杰克逊那个国际政策学院的那个系主任啊，然后呢也是那个政治系的那个教授。那么他对亚洲还有国际政策呢有特别深的研究。那么重点是关注日本啊，那么当然对亚洲呢也比较了解啊，他出版过很多书，那么有三本书呢这用同时用英语和日语出版。那么在日本呢因为畅销，所以呢在日本的知名度非常的高。我们就继续等他。
那在我们等待Dr. Herman 的时候呢，我把刚刚主持人介绍的关于 Dr. Herman 的背景呢翻译成英语，可能我们也有一些这个美国的听众会有可以有更方便的了解 Dr. Herman。 好，可以吗？
好的。
好， OK， 我our host is just introduce Dr. Herman。 And Dr. Donald HermanIs a professor in the Department of Political Science in the Jackson School of International Studies. He is also the director of the Institute for International Policy. He is a specialist in Asian and international politics who devotes attention to the politics of Japan. He has written, co-written, and served as an editor of many books, three of which have been published in Japanese and English editions.He has also been a frequent consultant to both government institutions such as Congress, the State Department, and public policy research organizations such as Brookings Institutions.
太好了。
Yeah, welcome. Welcome, Dr. Herman.
那个。
Hi, good to see you. Good to see you back. Welcome back.
See you.
欢迎。
Yeah, great to see you.
欢迎赫曼教授啊，参加我们的节目。然后我们刚刚已经在开场白的时候介绍了一下您的背景。
Yeah, we just briefly introduced your background to our audience.
Thank you.
Thank you.
就是日本刚刚换了首相，然后您觉得新的首相是您的预期中的人选吗？
Japan just have new prime minister. Do you think he is ideal candidate you'd like to choose?
Well, he was simply the chief assistant to Abe, the past prime minister, and he will continue for about 1 year to behave the way Abe would behave. He is not a powerful politician. He is just an extension of Abe, who became ill. And so he's okay, but he's not going to do much but react to external pressures. And I think not much will happen.
Okay. 那么他呢？他说啊 ，Dr. Hammond 说啊，现在的日本的新首相呢，作为安倍首相的助手呢，是有做出了比较那个成绩的工作。然后呢，他呢基本上不会是个非常强有力的一个领导人的形象，他是会在未来一年内延续安倍的政策。那么对外界的压力，外部的就是国际关系上这些压力呢，他不认为这个日本的新首相会有一些重大的变革性的举措，而是会比较延续安倍的一个既有的政策。
嗯，好，我们言归正传，今天非常感谢 Dr. Hammond 来Hammond 啊来到我们节目来介绍，跟我们听众朋友介绍美国的大选。
Yeah, this come back to our topic today. Thank you very much, Dr. Hammond. We really appreciate you come to our radio show to talk about American presidential election with our audience.
My pleasure.
现在美国总统大选呢，确实每个人都很关心，而且呢，对于美国，对全世界。应该都很重要，所以我不知道就是就是Hammond 博士您预测谁会赢。
So the 2020 US presidential election arouses the interest for everyone in the US, in the whole world, and we would like to know, Dr. Hammond, in your prediction, who will be the winner?
Yes. Well, it is difficult always to predict totally confidently, but what's happened in the last week makes it very likely that Biden will win. And the polls now show him with a almost 10% lead nationally over Trump, and he leads in the so-called contested states by 6 to 9% as well, in which case it's very likely, unless something dramatic happens, that he will lose. But secondly, of course, the Trump has been trying to make law and order the big issue in the campaign. But now he has coronavirus, and everybody, and indeed is still recuperating. He's not well in the White House, and so the campaign will focus on the issue of the virus, and his policies have been terribly bad. And he didn't want to talk about it, but now they're going to talk about it. And so between that and then, his finances and other things, it was a bad week. And I'm glad you asked me the question after last week, because I can now say with some confidence that Biden will win.
Dr. Hammond 博士说呢，他说要做这样的预测呢，总是比较困难的，要做非常有把握的预测是很有困难。但是上个星期过后呢，就是过了上个星期，他比较有信心的说，他认为很可能 Biden 会赢。那现在的民意调查呢，在全国性的民意调查 ，Biden 领先特朗普是有10个百分点，在一些竞选者州啊这些州呢，他也有6到9个百分点的这样子的领先，那这个是挺重要的一个现象。那么在第二个方面呢，就是Trump 一向提倡 law 就是秩序和法律和秩序。 但是呢，他现在自己感染了疫情，感染了病毒，所以呢，关于这个疫情呢，就是一种失控的状态。特朗普政府呢是不想提，一直不想去提，但是现在不得不去面对这样大家的对这个事情的一个焦点式的关注。那他说他很高兴我们到现在问他，因为上个星期发生的事情使他更有一个判断的信心在里边。
就是赫尔曼博士，您觉得特朗普总统上一周他就是被传上那个新冠病毒，然后进医院出医院，这个过程当中是不是做错了一些事情？
Dr. Hammond, last week Donald Trump caught coronavirus and he went to hospital and he left the hospital. In this whole process, do you think there's anything that he has done is wrong?
Well, first of all, he left the hospital after 3 days, which is very unusual. And I think many people in America and probably China think that maybe he didn't really have the disease. It was a political maneuver. But that's not the case. It is clear that many people in the White House and people who attended a meeting regarding the candidate to serve on the Supreme Court have also contracted coronavirus. Indeed, the White House today, and even though he wants to go to the Oval Office to work, there are very, very few people there. Many of them are quarantined because they have the virus. And this is true of senators. It's true of the head of the Republican Party. It's true of his former the spokesperson for the White House. Old and new both have contracted the virus, as well as their staff. So I guess you ask if he's done anything wrong. I think he is aware that he is losing the election, and he wants to present an image of being very healthy and very strong in ways that is open to question.
好，他说就是首先呢，特朗普三天就离开了医院，但这个是非常不同寻常的事情。很多人甚至或者中国也在那里也有人怀疑，哎，特朗普是不是真的生病了，或者这整治就是一个政治的一个伎俩。那其实这个就是不是真的，特朗普是真的生病了，因为我们很清楚，白宫现在有很多工作人员都在生病或者被隔离。那么他这次就最高法院也是有人生病，感染病毒或者被隔离。那么他会特朗普回到椭圆办公室，他发现人都很少了，因为大家已经去被隔离，白宫发言人也感染。感染了病毒，所以呢，他认为特朗普是意识到自己正在失去这场这个竞选的胜利，就正在要处于失败中，所以呢，特朗普就拼命的想要显示自己很健康，然后很强壮，然后可以回答任何问题。
现在已经进行了两场辩论，就是一场是特朗普跟拜登之间的。还有一场就是今天晚上刚刚进行的，就是副总统候选人卡马拉·哈里斯跟那个麦克彭斯之间的。那么您对这两场那个辩论他们各自的表现有什么评论吗？
Okay, now we have seen two presidential debates. One is between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, and the other is today between Mike Pence and Kamala Harris.So, Dr. Hammond, do you have any comments about two debates?
Yes. The debate between Biden and Trump was not a debate. It was people shouting at each other. Most Americans who speak English well could not understand what was going on. And Trump in particular was interrupted. Not only Biden, but the person in charge of trying to control the debate. And this was reflected in the drop in Trump support after that debate. It dropped several points in public polls because his behavior was not a debate. It was a shouting match in which people never really knew what happened. Maybe you should translate that, then I'll speak about Pence and Kamala.
OK, thank you. Dr. Hammond 说呢，这个第一场辩论就是Joe Biden 和 Donald Trump 之间的辩论呢，可以说不是一场辩论，它是一场叫喊喊叫比赛。也说有些是就我们说英语的这个人呢都听不懂，听不清他们在说些什么。尤其是特朗普他不断的去打断，不仅是打断 Joe Biden， 还打断主持人。那这个他的这个表现呢，也就在他辩论之后的民意测验当中就体现出来，特朗普的支持率下降了几个百分点，因为他的行为啊，这个在这个辩论当中啊，简直是不是一场正常的辩论了。
Now, concerning the debate that happened just a few hours ago, I will make three comments. I mean, first, it was more of a debate. Primarily because Kamala was clear, spoke clearly and convincingly and in expressing her opinions. On the other hand, the problem, apart from President Trump being rather rude and ignoring any rules, Pence was more calm, but he made many factual mistakes. He just repeated things that were not true for the most part. And a debate is something that happens when speak so they can interact with each other. When one party says things that are simply not true, the other person has to say, that's not true. It's not a debate. It's just then your opinion and my opinion. My opinion of this most recent debate is that while Mr. Pence was more controlled than Mr. Trump was, that both of them made assertions that simply do not agree with facts, and there was no way to easily correct that. I was surprised at how clearly and convincingly the woman, Kamala Harris, was. I was very impressed. She is the best debater of all of them.
那么关于刚刚几个小时前发生的这场副总统竞选呢，Dr. Hammond 有三点评论呢。那第一个呢，他说这是一场比较像评论的，真实这样子的一个
辩论
啊，评论。然后辩论就比较像总统辩论这么辩。然后呢，就是因为这个双方呢能够比较在尤其是这个民主党的副总统候选人副总统那个卡马拉呢，他是比较能够清晰的表达自己的观点。那么相对于特朗普的粗鲁无礼呢，彭斯副总统呢是比较能够平静镇静。但是呢，他也犯了很多事实性的错误，因为他说了很多事情就是不真实的。那么这本来呢，辩论呢是应该互动的，有你来我往这样子互动。但是由于一方说了不真实的事情，那么另一方就只能说，哎，你说的不是事实，这样子呢就少了辩论的本应有的这样子互动。但总的来说呢，特朗普相对于特朗普呢， 彭斯是更加自我控制的更加好。那么最后第三点呢，他就说他非常惊讶于就是卡马拉的辩论的能力，他说他是见到过的最好的一个辩手。
特朗普经常说这个病毒是中国病毒，然后就是这一次他自己得了新型冠状病毒之后呢，就是他现在又说就是这是上帝在帮他，然后就是他会让中国付出代价，然后就是您对那个特朗普称这个病毒是中国病毒有什么评论？
Donald Trump has mentioned multiple times that this virus is a China virus. And today he said that he got help from God. What is your comment about his words, this is a China virus? And he also said that China needs to pay a big price on this.
Yes,
so what was your comment? What is your comment?
I guess I am astonished. I'm glad he is talking to God to justify his comments, but frankly, he's the only one that Pence occasionally uses it, but he is the only person that calls it the coronavirus or the Kung Flu or something that is just to insult China. About the origins of it, and he is using that as a device to increase, he thinks he can increase his electoral support. He now is accusing Biden of saying telling the American people that if Biden wins, everybody in America will speak Chinese and that China will own us. Now, these kind of wild accusations are just kind of childish, because I don't think everybody in America is going to learn Chinese. And I certainly do not believe they're going to, China will own America. Therefore, I think it's important to understand other aspects of what this might mean to China if he were to be reelected. It would be disastrous. But the insults that he is making to China are really beyond my comprehension and the comprehension of most people. He does not understand that the fact that we ran a big trade deficit with China for many years, we had cheap Chinese and excellent Chinese goods. My final comment is there is a book that was written by a woman, a housewife, in Kansas City, I believe. And the goal was to say, is there anything we can do, she could do, and to keep her family going without using a Chinese product? And her answer was no, from this deficit, which Trump claims was we were stealing, China was stealing money from us. I'll stop
now. Dr. Hammond, could you please repeat the goal of the book, the housewife, the lady wrote? I didn't quite get that. So what was the goal of this book?
To find out if it was even possible to live comfortably in America without using something made in China. And
okay.
Her answer was no.
Thank you. Dr. Hammond 说呢，他说他 这个特朗普啊，是几乎是唯一一个经常的用这种侮辱性的词汇，比方说中国病毒啊、功夫流感啊这种侮辱性的词汇来说这个克罗纳病毒。那他对他来说呢，这是一种就是他觉得可以利用这种方式来增加选民对他的支持。那他批评拜登呢，说，哎，如果拜登当选了，这个所有美国人都要学中文了，那么中国将会拥有美国。那他觉得这种说法呢是非常就是还孩子气的，像就是不荒唐的。那这个如果特朗普当选呢，这个对中国美国呢都可能是一种灾难。他对中国的这种侮辱啊是超出了赫门博士和一般的人的理解，所以他非常不理解他为什么要这样子侮辱中国。然后呢，特朗普没有懂得，没有知道这个在跟中国的这么多年的贸易合作当中，中国那些又便宜又好的东西给美国人是带来了多么大的方便。那么就像一本有一家庭主妇写的一本书里面，他说他会问自己，如果我要在美国比较舒服的生活，离开就是中国制造的东西，我可不可以在美国舒服的生活呢？那么答案是不可能，就是美国人生活离不开中国制造的东西。
Let's have a break. Thank you.
现在是美国西部时间晚上10点整，这里是西雅图中文电台。
声声有情。
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台。
这里是您的信息中心。
这里是您的心灵港湾。
这里是您的精神家园。
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 App 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3。
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
如果您纪念家人的活动是预先支付的，那么这将成为您送给家人的礼物。没有人应该为失去亲人做好事先的规划，提前付款可以保护您的亲人，并给您应得的安心。让我们以专业精神和同情心帮助您计划每一个细节。我们是日落山殡仪馆和日落山纪念公园 Sunset Hills Funeral Home and Sunset Hills Memorial Park， 请访问 digitalmemorial.com 找到我们。
各位亲爱的听众朋友，西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。
如果您成为我们西雅图中文电台的会员，您将获得中文电台的包括茶杯、 T 恤衫等纪念品。
您也有机会获得西雅图中文电台一年一度的春节晚会、台庆晚会的免费门票，以及免费在西雅图中文电台做广告等。当然还有更多餐馆就餐、参加活动等打折机会。
加入西雅图中文电台的会员，您就和来自全世界的众多会员一起成为西雅图中文电台这个大家庭的一员，帮助西雅图中文电台的电波在空中更久的飘扬。
请拨打会员热线电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698，或者访问中文电台网站 ChineseRadioSeattle.com/membership。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有 501(c)(3) 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是 scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。
欢迎回到我们的美国故事栏目的节目现场。那今天我们非常有幸的邀请到华盛顿大学政治系教授，国际政策学院的主任，Dr. Donald Hellman， 就是赫尔曼博士参加我们的节目。今天呢，我们 主要请那个赫尔曼博士来跟我们介绍美国的总统大选。刚刚呢我们谈到就是特朗普总统在竞选时候经常提到那个中国病毒，那么他呢也在多种场合说要中国付出代价。那现在呢就是美国的总统大选在11月3号就要举行，那么如果特朗普当选跟他如果落选，他想要报复中国，比如说让中国付出代价这个宣言能不能实现？那个赫曼博士能跟我们讲一讲吗？
On November 3rd, there will be the election day, and if Donald Trump failed the election, his words like China must pay a big price on it, and he might do something to revenge on China, or if he is re-elected, and what is his policy to China? Dr. Hammond, could you please say something about it to us?
Yes. First of all, perhaps beyond his, anti-China position and unusual behavior, President Trump is probably the most incompetent president the United States has had in the modern era. And this will affect China because... The world is in the midst of a fundamental change, not only in the distribution of power, economic and political, that has happened in the last 70 or 80 years. And China and the United States will be the dominant players in the next most of the next century. But Mr. Trump is incapable of devising a strategy. He doesn't like international institutions. He is extremely narrow nationalist. When I was in China last year, three times, I was invited by universities and the Chinese Academy of Sciences to discuss President Xi was worrying about new multilateral institutions to increase China's potential for leadership in the world. Mr. Trump dislikes international institutions. He does not have international meetings to develop them and create a way for managing competition as well as cooperation to assure peace and prosperity. That would be big trouble, in my opinion, in bilateral relations if Mr. Trump were reelected. I'll let you translate now, and then I'll talk about Biden.
Okay. 好，他说呢，首先有可能是由于特朗普的反对中国和他的一些不寻常的一些表现呢，也可能说是在美国现代历史上，特朗普是一位最不胜任的总统。那么在这个事情呢，这样一种情况会对中国产生巨大的影响，因为现在世界啊就处于一种变革的这种迷雾当中，大国力量的重新分配，政治经济上都会产生一些影响，因为那么在下个100年来说呢，中国和美国可能会在其中扮演最重要角色的两个国家。特朗普呢，他不喜欢国际这个多边的组织。他是一个非常狭隘的民主主义者，他是他见过最狭隘民主主义者。然后赫尔曼教授呢，去年2019年曾经到中国去受邀，去了中国3次，中国的大学还有中科院 就请他到中国去访问。那么在这个访问中呢，这个习近平总书记呢就说他要希望能够参与一些国际多边组织的这个活动建立，那么能够提高中国的国际影响。那么特朗普呢不喜欢这样，因为特朗普他不喜欢国际多边组织这样子的一种，他也不知道如何跟其他国家一起在既竞争又合作的这样一种关系下去协调。那么接下来呢 ，Dr. Hammond 会聊聊拜登。Okay, Dr. Hammond, I just translated it. So, yeah, please talk about Biden to us.
Yes, yes. One last comment on Mr. Trump is that in the short run, China will gain an advantage if we have an incompetent president. They will be able to take leadership. But in the long run, no country, China, the United States, or anyone else alone will be able to run the world. It is imperative that we cooperate as well as compete with China in a constructive way. Now, Biden is very different. He's not a brilliant, dynamic leader, but he's intelligent and very decent. And he will be part of the old establishment in the United States. And what is important, and this is really for the Chinese people, their worry, I'm sure, is about how will America become unified? It has to happen in a bipartisan way. And Mr. Biden gave a very good speech saying, I will be the president for everyone in America, those who vote against me, as well as those who voted for me, because we must be unified. And his reputation as a decent and honorable man, which is evident in his 47 years in government, this has been his job, and his own personality, which is gentle, and he's had tragedies in his life, personal tragedies. His wife was killed, first wife was killed in an automobile accident with two children, and his main son, his son died of cancer after serving in the United States military. Biden will be orthodox, decent, and while differing somewhat from automatic agreement with China, will be able to work nicely with them.
他说拜登虽然不是一个非常强有力的这样一个领导，但是拜登呢非常聪明啊，非常得体。那么现在美国人需要团结起来，党派之间也需要重新团结起来。那么拜登在这个方面呢做了非常好的陈述。他说无论你是选我还是没有选我，我都成为两党就所有人的总统，就把所有人都团结在一起。那么他是一个非常值得尊敬的人，从他这个47年来为美国为政府的服务经验也说，他的表现呢和他的性格，个人的性格方面，他也是非常绅士，非常具有同情心的这样一个人。他也教育了两个孩子呢，其中有一个孩子他是在服兵役，就是参军之后呢，就是因为cancer 去世。那他相信如果拜登当了总统之后呢，他会跟中国呢很快就达成一个协议，能够进行一种建设性的合作的关系。
我们再进一下广告，广告之后呢，Let's have another commercial break.
Okay, good.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。
如果您成为我们西雅图中文电台的会员，您将获得中文电台的包括茶杯、 T 恤衫等纪念品。
您也有机会获得西雅图中文电台一年一度的春节晚会、台庆晚会的免费门票，以及免费在西雅图中文电台做广告等。当然还有更多餐馆就餐、参加活动等打折机会。
加入西雅图中文电台的会员，您就和来自全世界的众多会员一起成为西雅图中文电台这个大家庭的一员，帮助西雅图中文电台的电波在空中更久的飘扬。
请拨打会员热线电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698，或者访问中文电台网站 chineseradio.seattle.com/membership。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线206-619-8698，206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有 501(c)(3) 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是 scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。
Crossings TV、Comcast 有线电视、Xfinity 152台，为西雅图华人观众送上豪华中文电视节目大餐。东方新闻、凤凰卫视新闻、非诚勿扰、一站到底、芝麻开门，每天还有精彩电视剧和更多资讯和娱乐节目，请记得收看 Crossings TV、 Comcast 有线电视、 Xfinity 152台。查询详细节目信息请访问 www.crossingstv.com。
美国故事栏目由高邦地产公司总裁、建筑商胡秀平 Shelly Hu 冠名播出，电话425-443-5668。
欢迎回到我们的美国故事栏目的节目现场。那今天我们的嘉宾是来自华盛顿大学政治系的教授，也是国际政策国际政策研究院的主任，Dr. Donald Hellman。那么我们非常感谢赫尔曼教授参加我们的节目。那今天呢，我们就是请赫尔曼教授来跟我们介绍美国的总统大选。那刚刚我们问的就是那个这个总统大选对这个美中关系的一些影响啊，就是因为现在台湾刚刚有国民党提出，然后立法院通过，就是想要跟美国复交，然后就恢复外交关系，然后呢寻求重返联合国。那么就是特朗普在这种情况下有没有可能会同意跟台湾恢复外交关系？
Thank you, Dr. Hammond, come to our show. And we just know that in Taiwan, the Kuomintang, the Nationalist Party of the China Party, they just proposed something like they want to restart, build up the relationship with the U.S.
Or diplomatic relation.
Diplomatic relationship with the U.S.So do you think the U.S. will start the diplomatic relation with Taiwan?
It depends on who's president. I think the importance of Taiwan to China vastly exceeds the importance of Taiwan to the United States.And that, which is what it's called here in the United States, is a compromise that avoids dealing with the real symbolic issues of diplomatic relations, obviously. I don't know what Trump thinks of this issue, but when he invited the president, the woman president of Taiwan, to come see him shortly after he was elected, he was criticized by the specialists in the State Department and our government for stepping away from the two China policy. And I think he didn't even know what that was. And so your question is, do you think, you know, we will respond positively to Taiwan? I don't know. Mr. Pompeo, I have trouble understanding him. And if Trump were reelected, it is possible that they would do something like that or propose it. But I really think it would jeopardize the extensive economic and non-economic ties between China and the United States. My final comment is, in this country, I don't know what it's described in China. They say that Trump is promoting a Cold War policy between China and the United States. First of all, in the Cold War, there were no economic ties between the United States and the Soviet Union, period. Secondly, nobody's going to fight a strategic nuclear war with anyone else because no one can win. They all destroy each other or effectively do it. So to call bilateral relations a Cold War situation is a mistake. And the one way that that issue could be raised in a terrible way would be if we responded by recognizing a diplomatic relation with Taiwan in ways that provoked the bilateral relations between Beijing and Washington.
那个他说这个美国会不会对台湾提这个在提出台湾的国民党提出重新开启美国和台湾的这个外交关系呢？美国会做出怎样的反应，取决于谁会当上总统。那么这个美国跟中国的关系的这个越重要呢，美国跟台湾的关系就越不会就是有进展，就是就会阻止台湾美国跟台湾进一步发展关系。那么本来如果美国就是对在原来的处理这个对台湾关系的时候呢，是跟中国就达成一种妥协的这个关系啊，不会去做这个跟台湾建立外交关系这样一步。但是现在呢，他不知道会怎么样，因为他也不是很理解蓬佩奥国务卿他的这样一种策略。那么他只能说如果特朗普当上总统呢，这个美国对台湾要建交做积极的反应不是没有可能，不是没有可能。但是现在特朗普称好像要跟中国有一种冷战，新冷战，那么这种说法呢是不可能的。因为在跟前苏联这个美国冷战这个期间呢，首先他现在是没有这样的基础的。因为第一呢，当时是不存在这样子强大的就密切的经济合作关系，所以就是跟苏联呢，前苏联在冷战时候没有这样子经济往来。那么第二呢，现在中国和美国都是又用核武器的国家，那再有核武器国家，它是不可能有冷战，谁也不敢真的去打，因为打起来是没有赢家，就是互相摧毁对方这样的。所以对，这就是他大致说的内容。
好，我们回到那个美国大选的本身啊，就是因为四年前就是民调是不准的，就是民调都说希拉里会赢，结果呢特朗普赢得了总统。那么今年会不会也有这种情况出现，就是现在民调虽然说是拜登领先，那么最后特朗普会不会又赢了？
Let's come back to the election topic. 4 years ago, the public poll wasn't correct. It turned out Trump won the election 4 years ago. And now the public poll says Biden is leading. So do you think it will be true this time? The public poll will be correct this time?
This time is quite different from the last time, except that numbers are used in a poll. Polls are, of course, vulnerable to inaccuracies, but the situation this time is very different from the last time. Partly, as I said earlier, because the series of events of the last 10 days or so, in which this virus, which has killed 210,000 Americans, and is now the White House is vacant because Trump, in violation of his own rules of wearing a mask, keeping social distance, and not meeting in groups, he has violated the rules he enunciated and then caught the virus itself. This is a failure, a monumental failure. And everybody in America is more worried about that than almost any other issue, because 7 million Americans have acquired this disease. And therefore, there was nothing like this. And that is important because now people know what Trump is like. And what is interesting is that his base, which consists of roughly 40% of the United States voters, has not risen in 4 years. And moreover, the steadiness of that, which assures Trump of a certain support, makes it very unlikely that people in America are undecided, because he has not appealed to anybody but his base. Now, it's possible that the polls will be wrong, but the policies, his personal performance, he is a vulgar man, and he embarrassed everybody in the world by his performance in the first debate. He is known now. He was not known then, except to a very few people. I would be very surprised. The polls may be wrong, but I am not going to conjecture about the inadequacies of polls. I just think the context, the current situation, is radically different from what it was before. It may be closer than the polls indicate, but I do not believe Trump can overcome this in the next 25 or 27 days.
那他说呢，这个民意测调查呀，常常是比较容易不准的，但这次的情况不一样，与四年前完全就是不同了。那么尤其是这个最近一个星期十天发生的事情呢，这个严重性是大家更加清晰的看清楚了这个特朗普这个人的所作所为。那现在美国已经有21万人死于新冠病毒，有700万人那个生了病。那白宫就是自己也有很多人，白宫也有很多人染了这个病，那就是因为特朗普自己啊，就是带头破坏他所制定的规则，比方说保持社交距离、戴口罩，是特朗普本人带头破坏了这个规则，他自己也得了新冠病毒，这是一个彻底的就是失败，这个是非常有纪念性这个意义的失败这个情况。所以呢，特朗普的支持者呢，就是大概40%的这个人口左右，在他的一些大本营，就是说，共和党的一些州有他的支持者。但是呢，对于其他人来说呢，没有什么人会犹豫不决了，因为，特朗普除了对他那个大本营里面的这个支持者有吸引力以外，那他对这个之外的别人是毫无吸引力，因为他自己的表现，在辩论当中，总统辩论当中的这种表现呢，大家都非常看清楚了， 他是一个什么样一个人，这样非常的一个就是让人觉得丢脸的一个表现。那Dr. Hammond 说，如果这次的民意测验最后又没有显示又是不准的，他是非常惊讶，非常出乎意外。虽然他不反对民意测验常常是不准，但他认为这次情况是会不同。那还剩27天，他不认为特朗普还有机会可以反转这个民意，就是在民意测验中反转，他不认为特朗普有这样的可能性。
还有特朗普上次在跟拜登的辩论当中，就是没有确认他能够接受选举失败，那么会不会有这种情况，就是即使特朗普就是输了这场总统大选，但是他也不交权，就是不把政权和平的过渡，那么这种情况他能够做到吗？
In the last debate, Trump never said he would accept the failure if he fails. So if he failed the election, do you think he will peacefully hand over the power or not?
I wish I knew the answer to that. I think first of all, the idea that the election by absentee ballots or ballots that are mailed in assures that there will be cheating, corruption in ways. So the first point would be there is no evidence that this is true. Places like Washington State, where I live, have been doing mail-in balloting for several decades. And the error, the mistakes that have been noted, because it's controlled very carefully for security reasons, are usually 0.1%. Now, Trump's argument is that because a number of new states are going to allow people to mail in their ballots, because the virus is still very strong in the United States, we have not left the first wave. He therefore says the corruption is inevitable. There is no evidence. Now, if he refuses to leave, it will create a huge test, unprecedented test in the United States. I could only speculate about what might happen. But I would say this, that if that does happen, I'm not sure there would be an easy way out unless Biden won dramatically. But if you know, they have noticed many people who are Republicans, who have been generals, who have served in his cabinet as defense ministers, as minister, have endorsed Biden, partly because Trump says he will not leave even if he loses. It will create an unprecedented situation. I don't think he will get away with it, because I think that he never has had a majority vote. He lost by 3 million votes to Hillary. My guess is he will lose by 5 or 10 million to Biden. And to say that he did this by corruption without proof is difficult, because votes are counted by the individual states in a bipartisan way. And none of them, with the exception of the states that are personally friendly to Trump, will admit that, whether they're Republican or Democratic, I might add, a few radical states in the South may go along with this, but none of them will accept a rejection of what they say is a valid counting. And this is what he needs if he's going to go to our Supreme Court and say, give me my office back because there was cheating. It will be almost impossible to prove that. What happens in the end, I can only shake my head and worry about. I'm sorry. I like to answer questions clearly, but I can't answer this one.
那他说这个 Dr. Hammer 说呢，他这个他希望他知道自己知道这个会不会发生这种事，就是如果特朗普选举失败，是不是会和平的交出这个权利。那他说他是希望知道这个答案，可是他不是很没有一个知道，没有办法说得很清楚这件事情会不会发生。那么通过邮局寄选票这种方式在华盛顿州呢已经有几十年了，他认为这个是没有证明，没有一个证明可以就是很容易的证明在这个过程有出现有腐败啊，有造假呀。那如果特朗普他没有提出一个充分的证据呢，他是很难去说这里面有腐败有造假等等这样的情况。那么除非，但是呢因为现在呢大部分州是允许就是选民通过邮局寄选票，那因为有病毒这个在美国蔓延，所以大家不能去就是投票，有这样。那么除非他说这个除非拜登会戏剧性的大比分的就是大票数的胜特朗普，那么如果没有出现这种情况，他认为特朗普是不会轻易的，可能就不是很轻易的能够顺利的交接。那么他预测特朗普会输500万到1000万这样子的选票的差距，特朗普会输给拜登。那么对于他个人来说呢，就特朗普有可能到最后啊到最高法院去告去申诉，因为他认为这个清点选票呢是在每个州自己做的，这个两党都是有人参与监督的，所以很少有州会承认会说啊我这个选票的清点是无效，所以这个情况是不大会出现，所以特朗普最后他可能就会去最高法院去申诉，但是呢他又找不到明确的证据。又不可能会能够找到证据，那到这种情况最后怎么样呢？那 Dr. Hammer 不是也就是摇摇头，就是他无法最后做最终的预测。
啊，因为我们节目的时间有限，已经到了我们的节目的尾声。那在那个节目的最后，Hammer 博士是不是给我们听众朋友说一句话，就是 Can you please wrap up the interview and？Give one sentence to take home for our audience. 那就
Yes, at the end of the show, could you please just say one sentence to our audience?
Yes. I only hope I have helped you to understand the presidential election. It is...complicated and confusing to even people who are specialists like myself, but I am very pleased that you are interested in it, and I hope my remarks make you understand it a bit better and discuss it more among yourselves. Thank you.
Dr. Hammer 说他唯一的希望就是他能够帮助你帮助我们能够更好的理解这场这个大选，因为这个复杂性啊，这个让人不知所措的这种迷惑性呢，使他这样的专家都很难去有个很清晰的理解，所以他就希望他今天的所讲的话能够给到我们一点点帮助。Thank you very much, Dr. Hammer.
Thank you.
Help.
非常感谢。Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
My pleasure too.
Bye.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Good night now.
Right.
Right.